rocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann, Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week, we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of Latin percussionist Willie Bobo with our special guest, Gary Helm. The gang plays Who's Got the Blues, and we got some special jazz for those Wisconsin protesters. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. How are we doing tonight? You know, I'm doing pretty good, too. Pearl, we've got another hour of jazz, blues, and comedy.
Yes, we do.
Celebrating with these lovely people in this room and our listeners everywhere. We have it good.
We have it very, very good, sir. We are happy people. Because we have a fantastic show ahead of us this evening.
What are we celebrating tonight?
Well, we're celebrating the birthday of percussionist Willie Bobo.
Yes, that's right.
Now, there's something I always wanted to know, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a drummer and a percussionist?
A percussionist gets more dates.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
So, which is more important, the size of your drum or the length of your stick?
Whichever snares the ladies.
I was thinking it was percussionists because they get to use their hands.
Oh, my.
You know.
Well, here's a tune that can't be beat. Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with a Kansas City classic from the Charlie Parker songbook, Yardbird Suite.
Thank you.
week, we celebrate the birthday of Latin jazz percussionist Willie Bobo. Born William Correa, Bobo grew up in Spanish Harlem, where he worked as a translator for Mongo Santa Maria. He studied with Tito Puente and got his nickname from the great Kansas City jazz pianist and arranger Mary Lou Williams. Willie's first exposure was on Sir George Shearing's album, The Shearing Spell. At the time, Bobo wasn't even 21 years old.
Vibraphonist Cal Jader asked Bobo and his old pal Santa Maria to become part of Jader's Modern Mambo Quintet. They went on to release several albums as the mambo craze reached a fever pitch in the late 50s. Bobo and Mongo, now that had to be a combination, released the album Sembroso. Willie went on to record with his own group, played with Carlos Santana, and appeared on Bill Cosby Variety Hour in the 70s.
Now we're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Willie Bobo made famous. And to get that done, we're going to need to loosen up our hips and talk to the man, a great percussionist, our special guest, Gary Helm.
Gary, welcome back to 12th Street Jump.
Thank you for having me.
It is always wonderful to have you here because, like I say, you heat up the place. Now, I first would like to ask you, how did Willie Bobo affect you personally?
Well, Afro-Cuban music's a beautiful thing, and he was one of the main guys in New York City, so, you know.
So, and that got you hooked then, or early on?
Uh-huh.
And you decided this is the path I wish to take. Now, one thing we mentioned is that he got the nickname Bobo. Was given to him, and I learned that it was because he liked to clown around.
Yeah, he's quite a character.
Quite a character. Is that natural for most percussionists? Because I've seen you play, Gary.
yeah, there's a little bit of clown in every conga player. Yeah.
A little clown in every bongo
jester.
Player. That's like the little special treat in a cereal box. All right. Well, we're going to get you out here to up here to clown around. Joe, what do we got from the Willie Bobo songbook?
All right, Pearl, we have tonight a special order. This one's called Fried Neck Bones and Some Home Fries.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in the alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's gotten bent? Who hocked a saxophone so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody, I think, gets the blues from time to time. And whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is used.
That's right, Pete. Now let's bring back our special guest and friend, Gary Helm, and find out what gives him the blues.
Yes. Gary. What?
Yes.
I have to get a couple answers from you so we can make up a funny song.
Go ahead on.
Not at your expense.
Maybe. Yeah. It is.
There's no promises. My fingers were crossed. But at what age did you start playing the drums?
15.
15. Do you have a nickname?
Rocksteady.
Oh, that's just cool. Oh, man. All right.
It is.
Start playing the drums at 15. It's called Rocksteady. What's the longest set you've ever played?
3 hours.
Wow. Woo. Okay, what color were your hands after 3 hours of playing?
Red.
Red. I believe it. Let's see, what else? Okay, boxers or briefs?
Nothing.
Whoa! Whoa!
Okay.
All right, so he started playing when he was 15. They call him Rock Steady. He played for 3 hours once, made his hands turn red. And he don't even care about under things.
Okay.
You don't need them.
Yeah. Now, Gary, I have one last question for you. With all this information, yeah. Sir, what brings you down? What gives you the blues?
Not having enough money to buy my wife lavish gifts.
I love that answer. That is very sweet. There you go. All right, Gary, I'm going to sing your blues. As a matter of fact, we all are.
Pearl, could you
go
get
ahead.
Us started, please?
I can't get this started. All right, here we go. Gary's known as Rocksteady and goes with the flow. He's a mellow kind of percussionist. He goes with the flow. My man Gary's so smooth and easy. He wears it commando.
Gary Helm, well, he's a mean percussion blazer. Gary Helm plays a hot percussion. But you know when he's making that other time, I bet he ain't rushing.
3 hour sets, rock steady. 3 hours long, rock steady. His girlfriend's name is Betty. Rock steady.
Gary plays the drums until his hands turn red. He's got the stamina to play till they turn red. So ladies, if he's working that hard on stage, I bet he works twice as hard in bed.
Ooh. Now Gary wish he had more money. He wants to buy some really nice things. He would love more money. So if you tip him tonight, he's gonna spend it all on his honey.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in the alligator shoes? Who got it bad? Who got bent? Who hocked the saxophone so he could pay the rent?
Let's give it up for Gary and his blues. Thank you, Gary.
Go anywhere, there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
That was wonderful. You make us all look bad. You hear that? You hear that? She makes us all look bad.
Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Willie Bobo, we celebrate the birthday this week of singer Mildred Bailey. Born Mildred Rinker in Toccoa, Washington, Bailey sang with Paul Whiteman's band from 1929 to 1933, recording the band's hit version of the jazz standard Moaning Low. Bailey recorded What Kind of Man Is You with Eddie Lang and I Like to Do Things for You with Kansas City's own Frankie Trumbauer. She recorded with the Dorsey Brothers and Benny Goodman. You know, Mildred and her third husband, jazz vibraphonist Red Norvo, they actually became known as Mr. and Mrs. Swing to a whole generation of jazz lovers.
Now, we're going to pay tribute to Mildred Bailey's career with our own swinging couple. Here is Nedra and David with the tune Bailey recorded. Tain't what you do, it's the way how you do it.
When I was a kid, 3:30, my mama said, son, listen to me.
Things may come, things may go, but here's one thing you ought to know. Tain't what you do,
it's the way how you do it.
Tain't what you do,
it's the way how you do it.
Tain't what you do,
it's the way how you do it.
That's what gets results.
It ain't what you do,
it's the style that you do it.
Ain't what you do,
it's the style that you do it.
It ain't what you do,
it's the style that you do it.
That's what gets results.
You can try, don't mean a thing.
Take it easy, greasy. Everybody stop to swing.
Tain't what you swing,
it's the way how you swing it.
Tain't what you swing,
it's the way how you swing it.
It tain't what you swing,
it's the way how you swing it.
That's what gets results.
Chop no mean thing.
Take it easy.
Oh,
breezy.
Oh,
everybody start to swing.
It ain't what you do, it's the way how you do it.
Oh, it ain't what you do,
it's the way how you do it.
It ain't what you do,
it's the way how you do it.
That's what gets results. That's what gets results.
Results.
as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Wisconsin teachers had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Oscar-winning actresses. Who sells those dresses they keep choosing?
I don't know.
Those starlets at the Oscars. All those gowns, they seem to be a losing. It's why most guys watch the program, and it keeps Jack Nicholson from snoozing.
Gaddafi's making speeches, but he's running out of luck. Gaddafi's talking hardline, but he's running out of luck. You know, he doesn't sound much like a leader, much more like Gaddafi Duck.
When Middle East dictators are kicked out on their ass, we don't want them to take over, just don't raise the price of gas. Good grief.
If you're gonna kick some butt, Nedra, you better wear your union shoes.
Okay.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Well, we're going to get over our blues. Here's Gary Helm and the band with two tunes recorded by Willie Bobo, Sunny and Our Day Will Come.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff. Like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah, jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then you gotta listen close to what David Bassey is gonna lay down on us. David, what's going on?
You know, with all this hot music tonight, Pete?
Yeah?
I bet folks are tweeting the 12th Street Pete right now. Is your pocket vibrating or anything?
Yeah, no. Hit me up. 12th Street Pete.
12th Street Pete. Tweet him
and
right
I'll,
now.
Yes.
You know, hot music. Phil Hawkins. We were talking earlier, me and the bonga player. We were talking the Sugar Cane Suite. Man, this thing is swinging. A couple of German cats playing the bass and the drums. Mark Van Wagensen. Something like that. Wagensen. Like Volkswagensen, but different than Volkswagen. Van Wagensen. And his brother plays the drums, and it's really good. Paul Van Wagensen. But Phil Hawkins, Sugar Cane Suite. I've been listening to this about 6-8 weeks now, and I'm bringing it back tonight because it's so hot. Touch it. Touch it.
I'm scared.
Don't even try.
You made such a big deal out of it. No. 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 Hey, I got work to do here. Now, besides Willie Bobo and Mildred Bailey, thank you for that, by the way. We celebrate the birthday of band leader Glenn Miller, who defined American swing music in the 1930s with a style of harmony that later influenced pianist Sir George Shearing. It's a birthday week of three great sax players, Barney Bagard, Dexter Gordon, and Eddie Lockjaw Davis. Happy birthday to trumpeter Bobby Shue and pianist Joey Calderazzo. And it's a birthday week of a couple of well-known jazz drummers, Barrett Deems and Jason Marsalis. It all happened this week in jazz.
You know, next week, right here on our stage, the music of Wes Montgomery with guitarist Rod Fleeman. And this is the fourth week, 12th Street Jump, and our third season, and the fourth week that we've been on The Blend.
Ah,
our
yes.
Our new station, The Blend, isn't that cool?
The good people of Iowa.
You live like jazz. You've got such class.
So stick around, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Hey, Pete.
Yeah, huh?
I really love the Oscars. How about you?
No way. Nope. The movies are phony.
I guess you didn't see True Grit.
You know, I tell you what takes True Grit. You know, walking past the concession stands and maybe not buying milk duds, that's True Grit.
You do watch the awards, don't you?
Nope. I don't even know who has the time. The show lasts 127 hours.
Oh. Darling, that's one of the nominees. It is.
I give up.
You need a social network.
Well, we always got the time for
Before
David
I become
and Nedra.
A fighter.
Yes. So here's a popular tune recorded by Mildred Bailey, Flat Foot Flutie.
foot plunger with the floor, floor. Flat foot plunger with the floor, floor. Flat foot plunger with the floor, floor. Floor, 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 floor. Flat foot plunger with the floor, floor. Flat foot plunger with the floor, floor. Flat foot plunger with the floor, floor. Floor, floor, floor. When you're feeling low down, don't know what to do, and you need a showdown. Here's the dance, ooh, the dance for you. Flatfoot plunger with the floor, floor. Flatfoot plunger with the floor, floor. Flatfoot plunger with the floor, floor. Floor, 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 floor. When you're feeling low down, you don't know what to do, and you need a showdown. It's a dance, oh, the dance for you. Flatfoot Floogie with the floor, floor. Flatfoot Floogie with the floor, floor. Flatfoot Floogie with the floor, floor. Floor, 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 floor.
Okay, hey, Pete. Why are you holding that big sign? We have a show to finish.
Yeah. I'm protesting. Like my brothers and sisters in Wisconsin. Like the young people in the Middle East. And like those big, tough union guys nobody messes with.
Oh, you mean the Teamsters.
Well, I was thinking of the NFL.
Well, if you like carrying a sign and breaking a few windows, you're going to love this new CD. Jazz for Protesters.
Really? What's on it?
Well, there's a song for all those school teachers in Wisconsin.
Our governor sure hates the unions. Scott Walker thinks they're all diseased. Don't care about Wisconsin workers because his head is full of cheese.
The man's a cheesehead.
Oh, all right. Well, how about the protests in the Middle East, huh?
We've got them covered, just like Gaddafi's hairpiece.
Protest time, revolution in Cairo. Ousted Hosni and his lavish lifestyle. All that it took was some social networking. Tweet like an Egyptian, it's Facebook on the Nile.
Now wait a minute, I thought the guys in charge of those countries were our friends.
Huh, they're more like in-laws. And when leaders start acting like your mother-in-law, you know what happens.
They hold elections, they buy every vote. They bank the money, they sit back and gloat. Muammar and Mahmoud, you're in the same boat. That's why dictators get the axe.
Wow, do you ever think it'll get that bad here in the USA, Pearl?
Oh, Pete, not a chance. And you know why.
This is why revolution here won't fly. We're too flabby. When we miss Oprah, we get crabby. We're tweeting all the time.
Yes, that's Jazz for Protesters. Don't be a scab. Get yours today.
Union operators are standing by. Carlos Santana covered this Willie Bobo recording, and it made him a star. Here's Gary Helm and the band with Evil Ways.
All over town, you got me sneaking and peeping and
and running you down. This can't go on. Lord knows you've got to change, baby. Baby, when I come home, baby, my house is dark and my pots are cold. You're hanging round, baby, with Jean and Joan and a who knows who. I'm getting tired of waiting and fooling around. I'll find somebody who won't make me feel like a clown. I can't go on. Lord knows you've got to change, baby. Cold. You're hanging round, baby.
getting tired of waiting and fooling around. I'll find somebody who won't make me feel like a clown. This can't go on. Lord knows you've got to change, baby.
That's our show. Thanks to our special guests and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and audio engineer Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from Chris Meck and Brian McCord. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League. It's dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with a thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Until then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods, because that's where it's always jumping.